Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. The Eric Zane Show podcast Pumping Iron Challenge has now hit day 3. I have graduated from doing push-ups where I'm just leaning against a wall upright. I started that again, but I was like, these are too easy. I'm going to hit the floor. So down I go. I'm doing the girl push-ups from my knees. No offense, girls. And those were really hard. But I was able to muster 3 sets of 10 to 12. And I'm sore. I am sore right now. Then I went over... you know those elastic bands I was telling you about that I have? They're hung up high, and then I like was had them over my head and was doing like tricep extensions, and they are cooked. That's it. That's all I do. Today, we're going back to legs and shoulders. So, some type of like lunges for my ass and like strength training for my thighs and my calves. Calves. And then we'll do some dumbbell military presses or use my elastic bands again. All right. Sleepy Batusi says, gotta make sure that ass is popping. Exactly. You know what I found out? My blue jeans have been falling off of me, and I've been like, oh, I'm losing weight. And then it dawned on me, I was like, you're not losing weight. Your ass is flattening. You're getting a flat ass. You don't want a flat ass, cock. Get your ass working. That's the problem. That time I was at Meijer, back in my homophobe days, putting groceries in the trunk. This is at the height, peak strength triathlon. Fucking not ounce of fat on me, Mr. 10. And I hear, hey, you got a nice ass. I'm like, what? I turn around and there's a dude in a car. He has stopped his car. He has his window rolled down. And he's telling me, he goes, seriously, that's a nice ass, man. You got a nice ass. And I was, did I go, hey, thank you, like I would now? No. I went, oh, disgusting. Oh, some queer fuck. Oh, my God. Then I like went to the radio next day. Oh, my God. You believe that queer said that about me? How offensive. That's how stupid I used to be. Didn't have any idea how homophobic that I looked. I thought that that was like cool. That was back in the day when we would say, yeah, you're gay as an insult. Yeah, look at you. Look at you. What are you, gay? God, how times have changed. All right. So that's 3 days of strength training, and I feel good. It doesn't take me that long because I'm obviously not doing that much because I'm so early on into this. But I bring this up. I bring this up not only because it's just something going on that I want to talk about, but I heard from Jeremy, who, despite putting me in a bad mood for talking about sandwiches, he sent me an email. I'm going to share this. God, my nose itches. Damn it. I feel like I'm doing cocaine. That's a good noise. Subject line, thank you, EZ. On the 9th of September, I was at a very low point in my life. Found out my girlfriend was cheating on me. And I had that doctor's appointment where I weighed in at an astronomically high number. According to my notes, that was 335.4 pounds. I was bummed. And I shared with the chat that I was not having a great day. You challenged me to do something about my weight. And got the ball rolling on this lifestyle change. I don't know about that. I just urged you. I just gently prodded you right in the butt. He says, that day, I set a goal of being under 300 pounds on Halloween. I have other long-term goals. But I felt that this was a good short-term goal to hit, as it would be difficult, but it was attainable. Without spoiling too much, today is Halloween, and that goal has been hit. I probably wouldn't have even attempted this if it wasn't for you. So thank you for pushing me to try, keeping me accountable with the weekly weigh-ins, and for extending my life by making a few changes. I don't know if you saw in the chat, but I ordered myself some resistance bands yesterday. They'll be here today, and I'll be doing my first workout after work today. Thank you, EZ. You may be a bit abrasive at times. Thank you. But underneath that rough exterior, there's a great person in there. And I appreciate what you've done for me and my health. Well, look, talking about you is a very interesting topic to a lot of people. And it's a compelling story whenever anybody does this. You and also Kenny has this. Oh, my God. Here we go. Hang on. Let me turn off this mic. Oh, boy, that's rough. And, you know, it's something that anybody can relate to. And so that is interesting in and of itself. And so it's kind of like two birds, one stone type of deal here. If I talk about your very interesting goal and Kenny's very interesting goal, you know, that's a great thing to discuss. And then your, you know, open book to the world, you know, that is something that not everybody has, because most people, they just have themselves to hold themselves accountable. And that's tough. That is really hard. But, I mean, consider it my / our pleasure seeing you do. And this goes for anybody else. If any of you fat bastards feel the need to quit being a pussy, you can get in on this. And I will follow up with you and get your interesting story going. Think about that. How many days has it been since September 9? And these two ding-dongs have managed to carve a nice little place out here where they can feel comfortable. And my God, look at you go. Jesus. Congrats. Good job to both of you. And here you are talking about sandwiches. Linda says, I'm on the treadmill now, working off the candy. Maureen says, I hope you took a before pick, Jeremy. Oh, yeah, those are gruesome. He says, I do have one. I'll take a progress one tonight. Yeah, don't share it until you're like 180. All right? Okay, so if you're right now 300. I'm going to do some math here. Easy math. I'm just going to go on the conservative side. What do you think is conservative for weight loss a week? 1 pound? 1.5 pounds? I want to say 1.5 pounds. So that means in a year, Maureen said 2, so all right, let's just go conservative, 1.5. In a year, that's 78 more pounds. You could be 222 by this point next year. Now, all right, Kyle says 1 to 2% of your body weight. So we're in the ballpark. Maybe and it could be more. You could have even more weight lost in that amount of time. You and Kenny are set up for success. All right? You've already hit the one goal, so you know you can do it. God damn it, this is great. Wash, rinse, repeat. Keep reading. Keep YouTube videoing. Looking shit up, reading about it, absorbing it like a goddamn sponge. No more talking about sandwiches on the podcast. Jeremy says, I'll keep a set of resistance bands in the trunk. Yeah. While you're filling up those massive tanks on that trunk, you could get half a workout in. It takes so long to fill up those tanks. You just stand there next to the truck. Fucking A. Who cares if you look like an idiot? You look like more of an idiot looking like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. All right? So, all right. Now you're down to 222. So now you're on the verge of actually being attractive. All right? Now, this is going to set you up for your next piece of ass. Before, you were trolling in waters fit for a guy who weighs 350. Not good. Not good. You are only going to take home a chick like the one Nick dated last week who looked like Time for Timer, the hunk of cheese guy. Fuck that. My God, I'm stoked. And, like, what's your height? Because I'm, like, super little. So, I want to weigh 155. But most everybody's taller than me. So, I'm curious what your height is like. What do you think, about 5'11"? Something like that? Patrick says, Stallone lifted weights outside of the truck in the film Over the Top. Over the top, over the top, truck stop exercise. Please tell me there's video of this. Okay, hang on a second here. Oh, look at this. Talk about, I was just talking about keep watching the YouTube videos, Jeremy. Hell, you've probably already seen this one. Oh, shit. Here I go again, struggling to get a fucking video. Well, I thought I had it. It was exactly that. A guy lifting weights at the truck stop. There it is. Let's check this guy out.
Hey, Prime Drivers. Matt Hancock, Driver Health and Fitness Coordinator here. And I'm here today to take you through a routine you can do right outside your truck, on the ground, no equipment needed. And it's a very time-efficient way of doing it. So we're going to go through that and break a sweat. Let's get started. All right,
now this dude's absolutely jacked. And here he is doing the doing these little squat action deals. About 10 for 20 seconds. And then my man jumps over to the push-up for 20 seconds. He's got his timer going on his phone, you fat fucks. Gotta do 20 more seconds of spot on squats.
Don't go out.
More push-ups. He's telling you to pack your lunch. Why we needed
it's a
video.
A little bit easier.
These are the types of push-ups I do right here.
For a lot of push-ups.
I do these ones for my knees because I'm not strong enough. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related. Or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for. From artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
And then this hot chick's going to tell you what to eat. During the pandemic.
Prime drivers, it's Sarah. Time to prep. So that's going to be.
All right. Now, this is all. Jeremy's smarter than most truck drivers. So most truck drivers who are going to watch this video, they're all very dumb. I would say like 97, 98% of all truck drivers in America have an IQ of about 5. So that's why they have to do a fucking video for something as simple as where they could just say, yeah, just do some push-ups and do some squats and then eat a salad and some turkey. And so they have to do a 10-minute video so that these dumb fuck Neanderthals can get it through their stupid thick heads. You're smarter than that, thank God. So I think there are better examples of videos that we can have for you. But that's very good, though. Now, I mean, truth be told, though, we want those truck drivers that are that dumb out there on the road because they're doing a job no one wants to do, and that generally keeps them away from the public. So it's win-win. We need to keep them healthy and strong so they can live a long life and doing the job that no one will do. Tyler says, I used to be obsessed with lifting heavy weights, but now at 36, I've realized you can get a good workout with little to no equipment. Tofa says, yeah, they really don't need to be in the public. Jeremy says, truck drivers are literally... Jeremy, the truck driver, says truck drivers are literally retarded. I can't stand them. I never talk to my coworkers. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Tofus says, I used to work with dumb fuck truck drivers, and you are so right. Oh, I think they're like the worst people in America. They are almost as bad as veterans and teachers. Maureen says, I got some exercise bands last Christmas as well as kettlebells. Oh, those are awesome. I have moved them down to the basement and back upstairs more than once and haven't used them yet. I'm such a loser. Oh, God. Yeah, you are. You got to lift some weights, miss. That's what gives you your girlish shape. My God, your body just falls into place when you... Before long, your husband Tommy's going to want to bone nonstop. Put in a good, solid year of working on your ass. And then before long, oh my God, it's gangbang central. You're way too young to not have that girlish shape. Linda writes, please stop. Hell, I mean, come on now. It's just natural. I'm just basing that on the information she's told me. Tofus on truckers. Bunch of fucking idiots. No wonder the industry takes advantage of them. Bob says to Jeremy, I agree. You should see the stupid I have to deal with. We don't have CDL, though. Patrick says, I live 5 days a week before work and have for 22 years. It's a lifestyle. Yeah, he's just, it's become as regular to you as breathing and laying pipe. Maureen says, I'm your oldest listener. Yeah, I know, but you're not 80. You're in your 60s. You know how many hot 60-year-olds there are? I'll show you. Hot 60. I'll even go 65-year-old chicks. There we go. All right, here you go, Maureen. You and your old ass. There we go. Let's take a look at these buzzards. She's 65. That could be you. How about this chick? Oh, my God. She looks like she's 25. All these babes are 65 and older. Now, this one here looks a little dumpy, but all right. There are lots of hot chicks here that are 65 and older. So I don't want to hear it. Okay? No more excuses about you not being motivated. Jeremy says Jocelyn Wildenstein is 84, and look at her. Yeah, exactly. Chris says, why are all the links purple? Easy. I don't know. What does that mean? Does that mean something? Does that mean I've looked at it? Yeah. I feel like I'm losing my voice. I sang yesterday. I was singing a... God, that hurts. A J.J. Gray song. And I think I might have overdid it. And now it's actually hurting. All right. Tofus says truck drivers who do not drive CDL class vehicles are even worse. Drooling fucktards. Maureen says, work your motivational magic on me, easy. No. You gotta do it. You gotta take that first step and just, even though you do not want to do it, carve that time out and set a time limit for 10 minutes to go sling some weights. All right, just get it done, and it's going to suck, and you're going to be terrible, and you're the worst, but it's going to be better than not doing anything. And then try it again the next day. We'll reconvene tomorrow. Get your ass down there and start to get your shape. All right? That's what you need to do. Jeremy says, I found some 30-minute YouTube workouts for resistant bands, and I'll be using those to get going at first. My man. That's what I'm talking about. Bob says, how old is Dolly? And she's still got it. Yeah, I don't count. I love Dolly Parton, but something about her, it's just something's wrong. It's just, I don't know. I think Dolly Parton could be included in my in the exhibit, the traveling exhibit of Jocelyn Wildenstein. You could have Jocelyn Wildenstein, you could marvel at her face and marvel at Dolly because she's had so much work done. Molly says, I wish I had someone to motivate me. Well, why can't you just take my words to these losers and pretend that I'm talking to you? Okay? You. This should be intrinsic. It will never work if you need someone to motivate you. You have to be motivated yourself. Okay? You have to make that decision. Stevie's bringing back the Facebook group. I don't even remember it. I guess like decades ago, we had a Facebook group for disgusting fat asses. Chris says, don't forget some cardio too. Isn't there that guy on when you click on a YouTube video and he's got his shirt off and he says, is the key to getting in shape all this cardio? And then he goes, nope. That guy says otherwise. He says no cardio. I think the best thing you can do, I'm not even kidding you. What was the name of that sponsor I had? F45, F32, F56. I forgot. Was it F45? I forget the number. Anyway, that to me was like the best because it's high intensity. Any type of high intensity workout, or they're known as HITs. And some of you who are really fucked up, you got to build up to this. But those high HITS workouts, high intensity, I don't know what it all stands for. Training system, high intensity training system. What you're doing there is you're fucking busting your ass and your heart's pounding through your chest and you're also doing strength training. And they're awesome. That's it. High intensity interval training. He says, you old ass forgetful man. Shut up. P90X is also very good. But I like the high intensity interval training better because it hits your heart and lungs too. All right, that's a lot of fat talk. We've talked about on this show, this is how it's gone. Talked about Halloween. Talked about free beer being a fucking huge pile of shit. And then you idiots taking his stupid sandwich topic and then me making fun of you because you decided that that was a good topic. Talked about Easy Pumping Iron. That led into Jeremy's amazing email. And talking about actually working out and getting in shape. Big Fraud Wednesday also featured the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we reviewed a handful of scenes from Blood Moon 2. Jimmy's in the film, but he didn't write it and he didn't edit it. His cousin Paul did. Paul was supposed to join us, and I'm kind of glad he did not, because I don't know Paul's sensibility. And he might think that it's like a great movie, and he might be like butthurt. That I'd be worried about that. Not everybody likes my sense of humor, especially if no one really has dealt with me in the past. Like, you guys are used to me. So when I say stupid shit like tell all veterans and teachers to go to hell and to quit whining and to go to hell, you know what's behind that. That's, if someone doesn't know my sense of humor and they come in here and I start telling them that their movie's a piece of shit, that might blow up in my face. So I kind of, going forward, I don't think he should be on it, Jimmy. I mean, I don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings. So if you are on Patreon, you got to go there and check it out. All right, I'm not going to lie. My voice is killing me. My throat is killing me. I think I'm going to cut and run. I've got a lot left to do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit tight. And maybe it'll come back to me a little bit. And then I can do the Patreon. If it does not, I'll post something to listen to while I'm away. But I'm concerned that if I keep talking and don't rest, you can tell I'm really dialing it back, this could have become a chronic issue. And this is the moneymaker, so I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to do nothing further. My apologies. Thank you, as always, for being
student.
Here.
I guess.
But I don't even have my theme ready. Okay, that's going to do it. I appreciate you folks. So sorry. Talk to you hopefully later on. You will know. Bye-bye.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.